Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 38, text number 12. Yasya kilami vahabhi sumangalai Vacho vimishra gunakarma janvibhi Prananti sumhanti punanti vai jagat Yastad virakta shavashobana mataha Akila O Amiva Sins Abhi Which destroy Shumangalai Most auspicious Vachaha Words, Vimishraha, joined, Guna, with the qualities, Karma, activities, Janmabhi, and incarnations, Prananti, they give life, Shumhanti, make beautiful, Punanti, and purify by indeed Jagat the entire universe Yaha which words Tat of these Viraktaha devoid Shava of a corpse Shobanaha like the decorating Mataha, considered. All sins are destroyed and all good fortune created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities, and appearances, and words that describe these three things animate, beautify, and purify the world. On the other hand, words bereft of his glories are like the decorations on a corpse. Purport. Srila Sridhara Swami brings out the following possible objection. How can one who is devoid of ordinary ego, who is fully self-satisfied, engage in pastimes? The answer is given here. Lord Krishna acts on the pure spiritual platform for the pleasure of his loving devotees, not for any kind of mundane gratification. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tavaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Krishna's activities have a similar form, but a very, very different nature to that of the material activities of the conditioned souls. Janma kama chame divyam, divyam, transcendental. Janma kama chame divyam. There is a big distinction between Krishna's activities in that they are purely spiritual, and free from material contamination, here it is mentioned, yasya kila amiva habhihi, yasya kila amiva habhi, which destroy all sins. Destroy all sins. There's another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada quotes this verse, paraphrases it. Nayadva chaschitra padam harer yaso. Those words, Nayadvachas chitram padam harer yaso, jagat pavitram pragrinita kahi chit, jagat pavitram, same meaning, or similar meaning anyway, jagat pavitram. The words vacha, do we have the word vacha here? Yes, vacho, vacha. We have the word vocabulary, right? Vocabulary. Vocal. Vachaha. Vocal. The words, the vocabulary of topics, the words, or the discussion of topics related to Krishna are capable of purifying the whole universe. Jagat pavitram. Pragrinita kahichit. Tadvayasam tirtam usanti manasa. The thoughtful persons, the devotees, the devotees like to hear topics about Krishna. They don't like to hear topics about materialistic activity. They have an opposite effect. The topics about Krishna's transcendental activities, janma kama cha me divyam, have a particular quality, as it is described here. That quality is that they're able to purify, beautify, embellish, if you like, with positive qualities the whole creation, especially those who like to hear and chant Srimatam Svar Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. It's a very auspicious activity to hear and discuss the topics of Krishna Kata. Very, very purifying for the heart. Destroys all bad qualities. Was it Simmatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravanam Kirtana Hridyantasto hi Abhadrani? Abhadra, the inauspicious things. Abhadra. The potency of Krishna Kata is that it destroys all of the bad things and gives all good qualities. Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. It's very dear. These topics are actually very dear to the devotees because they have that capacity. Jagat pavitrim, pavitram. They can purify the whole creation. As opposed to the other types of discussions. Na yadvachas chitram padam harerya so. Those topics that don't glorify Krishna. They're considered to be like a pilgrimage place for crows. Niramantiyu shikshayaha. Those who are residents of the spiritual abode, those who are residents of the transcendental realm, they don't like to hear the topics of the crows, the crow-like men. They're humpses. The humpses are the swan-like men, and the the crows are materialistic persons. For the devotees don't like to hear, because the topics of materialistic activities is really just the discussion of sense gratification. Which simply entangles one. One binds one's consciousness up in material activities, in material thoughts, in material speech. The words may even be the same. Even the material topics, as Prabhupada explains, may be better written even. They may be more poetic. Right? The music may be more polished. The style of dress may be more, you know, modern, if you like, or whatever. Right? It may look good, sound good, be better composed as such, so-called better composed. But still, the swan-like men, the devotees, don't like to gather in that place. It's described as like a pilgrimage place for crows, which is basically the rubbish dump. Right? What do you put in the rubbish dump? Where do the crows hang out? They peck over the dead things. Just like I saw a seagull. There's a seagull over there on the median strip. Every now and again a cow comes along and cleans up the seagulls. So then the crows come along and they stab the chest and pull out the heart of the seagull. Yeah? Crows are very unsavory characters. They eat all of the dead things that anybody else would have nothing to do with. So the topics that don't glorify Krishna, the devotees steer clear of, because they know it's just the discussion of sense gratification, which is just like rubbish, considered very valuable by the materialistic persons. Considered very valuable. The latest movie, the latest novel, what is even old novels, for that matter. There have been great writers for many centuries. So people study even writers' works who are 300 years old. Oh yes, this is wonderful literature. But when the topics are not focused on making advancement in their spiritual life, then no matter how polished, how well written, the devotees avoid it because it is considered to be poisonous, like poison. That kind of association is like poison. Asat sangachag e Vaishnav achar. This is the behavior of a Vaishnava, as described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asat sangachag. Here we have the words viraktaha. Gives up, detached. It's not connected to. They give them up. Give them up. Of course, those who are influenced by the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance, then they find pleasure in these things. But persons in the mode of goodness, and certainly in the mode of Shuddhasattva, or pure goodness, they can see the faults. They can see the fault in such topics, even though it may be very polished and very well presented. See that actually, because you know, the movies and the music, the art and so forth, is all presented in a very polished way. So sometimes we can think, oh yes, this is really good. It's very well done. It's very attractive. You know, they just had a record number of people visit the Picasso exhibition. Right? Just recently at the art gallery. And we're not against, it's not that we're not against art, obviously. You can see, we have art, and we have dance, and we have drama. But its value is really appreciated when it helps us purify it, rather than stultify, if you like, because that's what happens. As individuals, we have an opportunity to realise our full potential when it's understood in spiritual terms, when it is covered over by a gross understanding of I'm just the body, then our consciousness it shrivels up. We become stunted in our growth. So it's not that we're against art and culture. No. Prabhupada points out, no, the science can be used. Culture can be used. In fact, the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is a science, has its own culture, and it's a technical science too, actually, for that matter. You know, you need to have your wits about you. You need to be discriminating to be able to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And there is a culture. There is a science. But in its discrimination or in its development, in its cultivation, one has to be able to test the value of a thing, the value of a topic, the value of a discussion. One has to be discriminating, if you like, and penetrating so that one can understand the essence of things. So the devotees, therefore, avoid the topics which don't glorify Krishna, knowing that it is like a poison. One's consciousness can become contaminated by that kind of association. As Prabhupada says, it can hardly help us to make advancement in spiritual life. There may be a minute percentage that could help, but Prabhupada says hardly help us. Whereas the topics here of Krishna's pastimes and activities, they're not material. They shouldn't be mistaken as such, as is pointed out here in the purport. Sridharswami makes an objection, possible objection. If he's fully self-satisfied, why does he have to act if he's not impelled by some false ego? Well, the devotees understand ego is real. It has reality. You know, Skyhooks had a song, "Ego is not a dirty word." Ego is not a dirty word. Well, for the devotees, ego is not a dirty word, because we have a real ego, right? Krishna Das or Krishna Dasi. We have our relationship. We understand who we are. Because when we understand, if we're thinking that we're a product of the material energy, this is ahankara, this is false ego, that's not good. But understanding one's true identity in relationship with Krishna, that's... And same with Krishna. He doesn't have a problem being himself. He doesn't have a problem enjoying and performing pastimes with his friends, with his devotees. That's his pleasure. And he likes to see... Because the interesting thing is, Krishna likes to have fun and his friends like to have fun. Krishna likes to see that his friends are happy, that his friends like to see he's happy. So in that way they engage in variegated activities, not at all motivated by false ego, by false conception of the self, but rather of a pure understanding of one's spiritual identity, which ultimately is pleasurable. The transcendental, the pastimes of the transcendental realm are all pleasurable. Sat chit ananda. They're free from ignorance. And permanent. Sat. So, the devotees are not at all interested in decorating a dead body, whether by glorification or beautification or meditation, but rather they're interested in broadcasting the transcendental message of spiritual upliftment, spiritual enlightenment. Tadvag visago janataga viplavo jasmin pratishlokam abhadavati api namani anantasya yushankatani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavaha. A couple of verses from the Bhagavatam that are very pertinent. Tadvag visago. The topics of Krishna consciousness are distributed far and wide. It's one of the reasons why Prabhupada put so much effort into translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was his firm conviction. And of course it's stated in the Bhagavatam. When people regularly hear Nashta Prayasava Bhadreshu, the inauspicious things will be taken away from the hearts of anybody who regularly hears the transcendental messages that come out of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's why Prabhupada translated the Bhagavatam. He was working on the Back to Godhead magazine and he was distributing that as a magazine. And then one of his associates said, you know, you should do something more substantial because people will, as a magazine is sort of just like, you know, it's a monthly, it's just something that you read on the coffee table. Don't have to take it so seriously. So he was encouraged by his friend's comment, point. And so he decided to work on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, within the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam itself says, by regularly hearing and reciting topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then all that is troublesome to the heart will be automatically removed. Practically. Almost to nil. Huh? Because there's always that little bit of false identification with the material energy, that desire to want to enjoy for ourselves, that we have to work on ourselves. Of course, the Bhagavatam gives us the information of what that is and how to get rid of it. Which is why we put so much effort into taking the transcendental literature, sticking it in a bag or in a trolley, and going out onto the streets, or wherever, it doesn't have to be on the streets, but wherever people gather, and give them an opportunity to take advantage of these messages of the Bhagavatam. Jagat Pavitram, or here, Yasya Kila Miva Habhi, Shumangalai, most auspicious, right? Shumangalai, destroys all sinful reactions, it can purify the whole creation. Because we're living in Kali Yuga, so people are all disturbed. We shouldn't be surprised. Right? What's that verse? Mandasu manda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. What's the first line of that verse? Prayanal payasa sabya. Yeah. Kalovas min yuge janaha. People are short-lived. They're pursuing material acquisition as the be-all and end-all of life, working very hard. I'm too busy. I'm too busy for spiritual life. Can't stop now. Right? When are you going to get a job? This is how people measure advancement in this day and age. How much money have you got in the bank? How much have you acquired? How's your superannuation? As if these things are going to save us. Have you got your health insurance? Have you got your own? Have you bought your own home? People are busy chasing after these things. Not, mind you, not that we don't work for these things also, but put them in perspective. Put them in perspective. Not that they become the all-consuming endeavour. And then you forget your real identity. Or you never even come to understand what it is. Such a person is considered to have the mentality no better than that of a cow or an ass. Right? This is a kind of, we have to understand what kind of persons we're dealing with. They've basically got the mentality of a donkey. Right? Donkeys generally not that bright. And while we revere the cow, cow's also fairly, simple creatures. You see, the cows in Lloyd Bazaar, they come up to the Subji Wallah's cart to get a carrot. But he's got a big stick. The cow comes up, whack! Cow runs off, but he doesn't remember, comes back again, whack! And in fact, because we're living in a very topsy-turvy age, then, and people are disturbed, then they'll dispute, they'll fight over anything. Not because there is a dispute necessarily, but just because they're all disturbed, then they'll have a fight. There's nothing really significant to fight over, but they'll fight. So when the devotees try to present them with Krishna consciousness, they don't want it. They'll become angry at the devotees. Why don't you get a job? Why don't you do something useful? Not realizing that distributing transcendental knowledge, giving people an opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness, is the best welfare work, it's the best kind of activity that can be performed by anybody. What a crazy situation. The devotees are actually engaged in benefiting everybody, but the materialistic people can't see it. Neither can they appreciate easily transcendental topics. To them it's like, ooh, this is horrible. It's distasteful. Just like a person who is jaundiced. They've given the sugar candy, which is the cure, and which is sweet, but when they taste it, it tastes bitter. So we give people an opportunity to make advancement in their spiritual life, but they taste it as bitter. All they can see is a negative. Oh, I've got to give up this, I've got to stop doing that. What do you guys do for fun? Don't you have any fun? Not realizing that actually those who are making progress on the spiritual path, they're having the most fun. They're enjoying at the highest level. It's a little subtle. It's in the mode of goodness. And for persons in the mode of ignorance and passion, the mode of goodness is bitter. In the beginning it is bitter. Of course, in the end it's like nectar. Very sweet. So, taking great pains to help others, the devotees understand the potency of Krishna-katha, basically. Matsyita matkata pranabodayanta paraspadam katayantas cha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. This is one of the reasons why we have to dedicate ourselves, focus ourselves on our sadhana, especially for the Madhyam Bhaktas. If we're in the clearing stage of devotional service, we have to concentrate on a regular program of hearing and chanting and service in order to get the taste. You know, we're encouraged to give up our material propensities, to give up material action. But you can't do that unless you've got something better. Right? Otherwise, you just go back again to bad habits. If there's no pleasure in spiritual life, then what do? You fall down, basically. You look for something else. Oh, this is too hard. I want to get a bit of juice. But then the problem is then we become again like the crows. Go back to crow-like existence. So in the beginning of spiritual life, even in the middle, there's some austerity to be performed. But if one perseveres, then one gets the tushyanti, the satisfaction, ramanti, the pleasure. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That's the self-satisfaction and the enjoyment of thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna. Katayantas cha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha. This is how the devotees get their pleasure, especially through the Krishna katha. So the devotees want to create the good fortune for others. We have the good fortune. We want to share that good fortune. And we also want to remove the inauspicious things, the sins, if you like, the amiva. Here, the word amiva is sins. What with? Shumangalai vacho. Vimishra guna karma janma bhi. The words are joined with Krishna's qualities, with Krishna's activities, with Krishna's incarnations. Janma bhi means incarnations, right? So, you know, the words that would ordinarily be used for describing, you know, really stupid material activities, which we think are fun, but confusing ultimately, if they're joined to the topics of Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities, Krishna's appearance, then Shumangalai, they're very auspicious. It's very auspicious. That's what we want to do. And then it's interesting here, prananti, prana, that gives life, right? It gives life and meaning to our activities. Shumbanti, makes beautiful, makes attractive. The devotee is very attractive. You know, they say, first of all, they'll laugh at you. Then they'll become angry at you, because you won't stop. First of all, you'll be a joke. The Hare Krishnas. But then I want to get rid of you because you won't go away. But then eventually they'll appreciate. Bhujan Prabhu tells a story about how the devotees used to do Harinam in what's the park in New York called? the big Central Park, I think it's called. Yeah, and you know the hamburger Wallace and the fairy floss Wallace and the ice cream Wallace used to complain because the devotees would come along and do kirtan. They'd say, hey, get out of here, stop annoying us, go away. Right? But the devotees would come every weekend and do kirtan, especially in the summertime, and you know invite people to go to the Sunday feast. But then after some time the devotees stopped doing that. And then later they started it up again, and then the same hamburger Wallace was saying, oh, where have you been? What have you stopped chanting for? In fact, people say that to us, how come we don't see you chanting downtown anymore? So, you know, there's the potency of Krishna. People actually appreciate it. First of all, they'll laugh, then they'll get angry. But then, if you go away and stop chanting Hare Krishna, they'll say, what are you doing? How come you're not chanting Hare Krishna anymore? What's wrong? Something wrong? They actually like it. So, as it's mentioned here, pranati, it gives life. You know, it's interesting, you know, if we're not regularly hearing and chanting, then what happens to our enthusiasm? Got to get up in the morning. Oh, no, I don't want to get up. It's too hard. But if we're regularly hearing and chanting, then we're enthusiastic. Even if we're tired, we can still, you know, put in at least a token. We can just show, make a show. Even making a show, if we're hearing and chanting, we're exposed. It's prasad. It'll have its effect. Prananti shumbanti punanti, purify. Gives life, makes beautiful, and purifies us. The devotees actually become attractive when they're chanting Hare Krishna. If we're not chanting Hare Krishna, not regularly hearing and chanting, then we become morose. Which Prabhupada didn't like, because, you know, a symptom of advancement in Krishna consciousness is we should be happy. Susukam kartam avyayam. Right? Susukam. But there's a story of Prabhupada in, I think it was in Kenya, and one of his servants was, you know, day in, day out, not attending the prayer. Prabhupada got on his case. He said, why do I have to see your morose face? Why aren't you happy? You know, because if we're following Krishna consciousness, practicing, putting in the endeavor, then we should be coming happy. Huh? Krishna consciousness, it's transcendental. Uttama. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Again, the word Pavitra, purifying. Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It is Uttama. Ut means above or beyond. Tama means ignorance. Uttama. Beyond ignorance. The king of knowledge, the most secret of all secrets. Although we're giving it away freely. But not easily understood. That's the thing. We can give people the Bhagavad Gita, we can instruct them, but sometimes people are just plain dull. Just like the crows can't mix with the swans. Huh? So there will, all, you know, sometimes people think, you know, we're not utopian, we understand. There are going to be demons, especially in Kali Yuga. It's described how, you know, in the different yugas, the bodies and the devas will live in different planets, live in different countries, live in different families, but eventually in Kali Yuga live in the same bodies. Right? We've got the demons and the devotees, they're struggling with each other in the same person. But those who are inclined, those who take to Krishna consciousness, will become purified and happy. Susukam kartam avyayam. What is it? Pavitra idam uttamam. Dharma. What's it? What's it? Pratyaksharam is the definition of religion because it gives us direct perception. Shara means direct perception. We feel ourselves as spirit entities. Right? This is the potency of spiritual advancement, of becoming Krishna conscious, of following the process. Prananti. We become alive and aware of our spiritual identity. You know, we don't have to be convinced that we're not the body. You don't have to be convinced. You already know, I'm not the body. This is just, the body is just like a vehicle. It's like a man driving in a motor car. If you don't have the man in a motor car, it stops. Without the driver, it doesn't go. But similarly, without the spirit soul within the body, it doesn't go. So we know that we're not the body. That's the benefit of becoming Krishna conscious, of regularly hearing and chanting. Because we're told all the time, you're not the body, you're a spirit soul. But pratyaksha savagamam dhamam, it's not something that you are told and you say, yes, I'm not the body. It's something that we actually feel. We realize, it's realized. It's experienced, actually. The Krishna consciousness is something that's experienced. And then as a result of that, one becomes alive. One becomes happy. Sushukam. Even for the devotees, there are struggles. There's titikshava, bharata. One has to tolerate them. Agamapayano nityas, tangis titikshas for bharata. So, becoming Krishna conscious makes one enthusiastic about life. And enthusiastic about sharing it with others. That's very pleasing to Krishna. Also very pleasing to the devotees. Despite the fact we should be aware that there will be opposition. Right? People in the mode of ignorance are going to be, will oppose. The material energy will create obstacles. Right? No, there shouldn't be any problems. No. Now you've become a devotee, there will be problems. There already were problems. This is the material world. What does Krishna say about the material world? Dukalayam ashasvatam. Place of misery where there is no permanence. Right? Dukalayam ashasvatam. But if we focus on becoming Krishna conscious by regularly hearing and chanting Simbatam Svakata Krishna Punya, then very pious activities, and we'll be elevated. We already are being elevated, actually. We have ongone materialistic life. Even though materialistic life may appear to be beckoning, no, you don't go. Come back. There's a lot of fun here. You've got to be kidding. We've already gone a long way. But even if, you know, it beckons and calls us, we should ignore it and look. What is it? What's that verse? The demigods. That describes the demigods. We say it when we do our archaman for puja. Antad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Surai. The devotees are always looking to the Om Tad Vishnu Padam, the Vishnu Pad, the feet of Lord Vishnu and his abode. Padam is his abode. That's what the devotees are looking towards. And the way we do it is engage in these describing. All sins are destroyed. All good fortune is created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities and appearances. And words that describe these three things animate, beautify and purify the world. And the records are on a corpse. Is there any answer or questions?